We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Hey, it's Corey Hepola. One of the best movies, really, of all time, but back from like 1989, was Do the Right Thing. One of the guys who starred in that, Danny Aiello, he's the guy who played Sal, the pizza joint owner, in Do the Right Thing, has passed away. He was 86. Aiello was nominated for that role. Such an interesting story, too. Aiello didn't start acting until he was 35. He never took an acting class. He had worked for Greyhound. Yeah, Greyhound, the bus service, for years. And then became an actor, starred with Spike Lee in Do the Right Thing. We've got Tim Lammers. Tim Lammers Movie Review, brought to you by Bradshaw & Bryant Personal Injury Attorneys, seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. Tim, how are you?
I'm good, Corey. Good to talk with you. And you're right, Danny Aiello, what a terrific actor. An iconic actor, really, in my opinion. Yeah, he was a character actor. And it doesn't surprise me that he didn't have any, you know, acting training or whatever. He just was natural at everything he did.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah. So, boy, it is a big loss.
Yeah, New York guy, too. Tim, I know you've been you've got some great reviews up at your site. You can follow along with Tim on Twitter, Tim Lammers, Tim Lammers Films, that is. First is this movie out today.
Oh, my God.
You're Spencer's grandfather.
Are we in Florida?
And you?
My little Walker. Did I die and turn into some kind of a small, muscular Boy Scout?
Are we dead?
Bethany?
No!
Rich?
I'm the old fat dude.
This can't be happening!
My hip sure feels good now.
Look at my thighs.
Look at your thighs.
Look at my thighs.
Okay, we have some issues here. The game is busted.
It was a game. I'm not it. I don't want to be it.
Welcome to Jumanji.
Jumanji, the next level, Tim. And when you have The Rock, you're going to make money.
You are going to make money. Look, the one in eight just came out a couple of years ago in 2017. Why do you want to say 1917? 2017, monster hit, almost $1 billion worldwide. The Rock has this worldwide box office appeal. But the thing is about him, he's so likable. He really is a charming personality. Put him together with another charming personality with Kevin Hart, and you're most often, you know, times you're going to have a winner. I think the key to this thing, though, is bringing a couple new people on board. You got a Danny DeVito, and you have Danny Glover. And in addition to the teens that were absorbed into that Jumanji video game a couple years ago, now those two guys, their personalities are absorbed into that game as well. And they become the avatars of Dwayne The Rock Johnson and Kevin Hart, respectively. So all of a sudden you have Kevin Hart channeling Danny Glover, and he's brilliant at it. And The Rock, I mean, he might not nail the voice so much of Danny DeVito, but he definitely has the attitude. So it's really a lot of fun.
Yeah, Jumanji is such an interesting property because it's so successful and has been for years. You recommend it? You like it?
I did. Look, I mean, it's hard to top that first one, the Robin Williams one. I love that one.
Yeah.
And, you know, and the reboot was very interesting. It was a true reboot. They brought it and made it more modern, even though it's this old video game console. But, it still felt fresh. Obviously, the setup is exactly the same here. You're inside this game. You only have so many lives before you're gone for good. So the whole object of the game is to survive. But, again, they made the effort to bring in these new actors and this new scenario, which made it fresh enough. And then on top of that, you have great action and a lot of humor. I mean, obviously, Jack Black is in this thing, too, and he's really funny.
He's great.
Yeah.
Tim, we have another movie that we want to let people know about because everyone's talking about this one. Clint Eastwood, 89 years old, still directing his new movie based on a true story, Richard Jewell.
You always look at the guy who found the bomb just like you always look at the guy who found the body.
Jewel fits the profile of the lone bomber.
A frustrated white man who is a police wannabe who seeks to become a hero.
We're running it.
You're a suspect.
You don't talk.
I talk. Say it.
I don't talk.
This might be the only way to clear your name. I want you to say there's a bomb in Centennial Park. You have 30 minutes.
Stop trying to be their best friend.
I was raised to respect authority.
Authorities are looking to eat you alive.
Tim, what's amazing about Richard Jewell is if you ask anybody, hey, who did the Olympic bombing in Atlanta in 1996? Even today, people say, well, Richard Jewell was the guy. What? So this movie kind of clears the air on that.
It certainly does. Yeah. I mean, what an incredible story. And I remember when this happened and, you know, seeing the coverage, which was crazy. It was wall-to-wall coverage of this guy, a passionate to a fault guy who we wanted to be a police officer, but he was a security guard. He saved countless lives by clearing people away from this bomb. But again, since he fit this profile by the FBI and since they thought he was an attention seeker, he was accused and investigated by the FBI as one of the suspects. Now, the big thing was once the FBI leaked the name of the suspect to the press was the Atlanta Journal-Constitution and this reporter. Now, there's a dispute over, you know, how that exchange of information was conducted. But there's no question that once they published the story in that newspaper, everybody picked it up. And more or less, it was presumed guilt. It wasn't presumed innocence in this man's case, and it ruined his life.
Yeah, and it was kind of the first time we had heard the term person of interest, at least on a national scale.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, that takes the sting out of it, doesn't it? Suspect seems to be such of a more damning thing. But a person of interest certainly is a little softer. But boy, I mean,
yeah.
Paul Walter Hauser, if you caught him in I, Tonya, he was this dimwit accomplice.
Oh, so great.
great actor. He is Richard Jewell, as far as I'm concerned. But you also mentioned Clint Eastwood. I mean, this is his sixth movie in 5 years as a director. And then he also starred in The Mule. So he's 89. It's like, I think maybe he might take next year off. But how many more movies does he have?
Yeah.
And he's so incredibly talented. Everybody loves working with him. It shows in the performances. The performances are believable. They're passionate. Sam Rockwell, John Hamm, Olivia Wilde. And again, Paul Walter Hauser. I hope he's nominated for an Oscar. Kathy Bates as his mother.
Yeah.
Possible Oscar nomination there as well.
Yeah, she got a Golden Globe. Tim, I've got about 30 seconds, so I just want to ask you about Uncut Gems. Adam Sandler in a movie that is also getting a little Oscar buzz.
It is because of the portrayal of this guy that it's not a comedy. I mean, he plays this big-time jeweler in the Diamond District in New York City. He's fast talking. He's got this huge gambling problem, so he's trying to make money to feed his gambling addiction. Now, the interesting local angle for this, even though he's portrayed as he's with the Boston Celtics at the time, Kevin Garnett has a supporting role in this movie, and he is really, really good. And of course, he plays Kevin Garnett.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an entertaining movie, but it's a serious movie. Certainly nothing we've seen before from Adam Sandler.
Awesome stuff. Great to catch up with you, Tim.
You as well, Corey. And we'll talk again soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Tim.
Thank you.
That is Tim Lammers' movie review brought to you by Bradshaw & Bryant, personal injury attorneys seeking justice for the injured. Find them at MinnesotaPersonalInjury.com. And make sure you're following Tim Lammers at Tim Lammers Films.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.